Hi, hi everyone. Welcome to the Arm Hug Podcast. I am Henesis, the founder of Arm Hug, and I'm here with a really incredible CEO. This is Jamie Bryan from Hydrate for Life LLC, and she is basically going to tell us a little bit about how she got started doing IVs as a nurse, and then the JB Business Consulting now that she's starting, which is a huge umbrella for people to start working on their businesses, right? If you're interested in a mobile health business, if you're interested in learning what entrepreneurs are out here doing, this is probably going to be a really important show for you. So Jamie, get us started, right? Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me on. A little bit about myself, a little bit about Hydrate for Life. I'll start with what made me decide to start with that company. So I started it back in 2018. And when I started, it was pretty much, you know, the industry for IV hydration was out there, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now. And so I used to go and get IVs from a company whenever I would get migraines. So I get chronic migraines. Yeah. And I would go into this company and get an IV, and that would help as long as I can get there before it became to the point where it was debilitating. When I decided to start this company, it really came from the need for somebody like myself. You know, I was my own avatar in the very beginning, because I was getting those IVs for my migraines. And as long as I could get there before it became debilitating, then it would be helpful. But if I couldn't get there before then, you know, I would just pretty much have to suffer. So around that time, the mobile IVs weren't necessarily prevalent, weren't really big. And so when I started, I said, I want to get into, you know, learning how to do this. I wanted to do it mobily for people who couldn't come out and get it. So that was really my goal. Like I said, started that back in 2018. I did a lot of things wrong, but I do have a business degree also. So I was able to kind of navigate through the business side of it. And I started out, you know, like I said, with the mobile IV hydration and weight loss, and then just started building on services. So within a year and a half, I was offering multiple different med spa services, and I had a location and all kinds of things. That was really helpful to have gotten all of that stuff done within the year and a half that I did, because then in 2020, COVID happened. So the fact that I had already had my business well established by the time the pandemic hit, like I said, it was very beneficial for the fact that I had already, you know, established myself, and I had, you know, plenty of clients and things of that nature. So yeah, that's a little bit about us and how we actually got started, and how the idea of the business was birthed from my own ailments.
Yeah, now Hydrate for Life is an award-winning med spa. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. 2021 best med spa.
How do you get there? Like, is this what your consulting group helps med spas do or become?
Yes, actually. And we're going to talk a little bit about that whenever we kind of talk about this program that I launched recently. But as a business owner, you know, there are a lot of things that you have to navigate through. And one of the things that I pride myself on is making sure that we provide an excellent experience for all of our customers. And that really is what helped me to become, you know, this award-winning med spa. That award is, you have to be nominated and voted on by the community. Wow. And so the community that my med spa is in is East Cobb, which is a subsidiary of Marietta, Georgia, so just outside of Atlanta. And the fact that I know that we were voted on, nominated by a customer and voted on, it just makes me feel really proud.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's an amazing accomplishment. You should be very, very proud.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So you already mentioned it. So next level coaching. Do you want to walk us through with what is it like to have a coach?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I do have a business degree, and as I've seen over the past few years, there have been a lot of healthcare professionals who are transitioning into business for themselves, whether it's full-time or, you know, just kind of on the side. And one of the challenges was, that some of them that I could see were having was understanding the business side. You know, healthcare comes very natural to us if we've been doing this for some time. So taking care of patients and things of that nature was definitely not part of the challenge. But just understanding it from the business aspect as a whole was definitely, there was a need for that level of understanding. So there was a lot of individuals who had taken like a class to learn how to do the services, but then they were kind of lost. Like, okay, well, what do I do next? You know, okay, I formed my LLC. What do I do? So I did develop a couple of different coaching programs for people who were just starting out. And I started doing that a little over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And then now I've kind of focused a lot more on people who are already in business and who are looking to scale and become an expert in their industry. So that's what the Next Level program is for. And it's also to help people who want to help other people, right? So after you've been in business for some time, usually what happens is people start coming to you and say, can you tell me how you did it? But they don't really know and understand how to structure a program. So the Next Level program is a year-long program which helps somebody who's already been in business scale to become an expert. So we do a lot of things that will help them position themselves above maybe their competition. We're going to help them write a book about some of the services that they offer. We're going to help them with some magazine publications. So I have partnered with a celebrity publicist here in Atlanta that publishes magazines all across the country. And we are going to have people's names out there. Then after you do that, it's going to increase your sales because now you're becoming more searchable, right? When you have your name in publications or when you've written a book or when you've done all of these different things, when people search for a certain service in your area, you're going to come up more on Google because you have more things out there about your level of expertise. So that's really what we're going to do. We're going to help you become an expert. And then once we do that, we're going to help you develop your program so that you can help other people. And it's not really going to take a lot of time away from you because we're going to help you develop a self-paced program. Then you can just focus on helping them, not necessarily as in depth, like I was doing in the beginning, like a phone call every week and things of that nature, but people can go on and have their own almost like modules that they'll have to follow. And then you will be able to then come back with the group and talk about specific questions and explain certain things. So that's what the Next Level program is for. I have a lot of people who want, you know, my help, but I'm only one person and I still operate in my business. So what better way to get the word out there and have and help more people than to teach people to do what I do? And just they can always utilize me as a reference or resource if they have questions as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, you said it right. Everybody wants to work with you or ask you questions. And this is an opportunity for them to learn about all the things you did and then ask you questions at the end. Mm-hmm. So I hope that people who are listening, like what she is trying to build is essentially give you guys accessibility to the things and the resources that she's had and pass it on. And not a lot of people will do that. Not a lot of people will help you and not a lot of people want to help you. So I think, Jamie, your program is much needed. And I think that now that there's a lot of people growing with MedSpa or just learning about mobile health, it's going to become increasingly more important.
Yeah, I think so too, because like I said, there are so many individuals out there who could really use some help on, you know, understanding, especially when it comes to the numbers game, and especially when it comes to a lot of the legalities that should be considered basic knowledge that you wouldn't necessarily need to pay a lawyer for, you know. So just helping people to understand those things. And then again, yeah, growing them themselves, because that's what we're going to do. That's the whole point of helping an individual position themselves as an expert in the industry so that you can become not only award-winning, but, you know, like myself, we have several contracts with some of the major sports teams here in the Atlanta area, movie production studios, film, music, you know.
I know. I hear people do kinds of different. Now.
Say that again.
I said I hear people do weddings now too.
Yeah. So, you know, definitely just boosting your opportunity to really gain more clients. And that's what you want for your business. You want your business itself to grow, but then also to be able to help other people.
Yeah. You talk a lot about value, and you obviously are giving us a lot of value with these programs. What is something that you feel you could tell someone who's debating whether or not they feel they're a good fit for the program?
Well, for one thing, just, you know, you can definitely set up a call with us so that we can go through the entire program and what all is included, because it's really a three-part program and it's designed to set you up for success. So it's a year-long program of hand-holding, because I want to make sure that everybody who's done with it becomes successful. But in addition to that, like I said, one of the main things that's going to do is it's going to bring more business to your med spa. And, you know, whether you're mobile, whether you're brick and mortar, it's going to create more buzz about you and what you're doing in your med spa, because you're going to become more searchable just by having all of this information that we're going to give you and that you're going to put out under your name and under your business. Is going to mean that when people go to search in their area for something, let's say Botox, if you write a book about Botox, then when somebody says Botox near me, guess who's going to come up? You're going to come up higher just because you have more things related to the subject that they're looking for. So that's really where a lot of the value comes in. It's going to increase your profits in your business because it's going to drive more people to you. Think about it like this. If you have a certain device that's at your business, I'm going to use a specific example, if that's okay. If you have a specific device at your business and a celebrity uses that device, what do people then do? They go and Google that device because they saw somebody else doing it, right? So once it becomes out there on a bigger platform, then people are going to start looking for it more. So again, coming back to the value, you're creating that celebrity type buzz by having the publications and the book and the radio. I didn't even talk about that, the radios and the podcasts, just like this, that you're going to be interviewing with to show that, hey, I know what I'm doing in this area. This is something that our clinic is experienced in. And, you know, if you're in this area, you want to come to me because I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I think what you're doing is basically where I've been talking to a few people about the future of companies and startups. And one thing he mentioned that I can't stop thinking about is, how do we take your business online? Mm-hmm. You know, where even if you're retail, you need to be online somewhere. Yeah. You have to have your face online. Like, you have to have a social media account. You have to mm-hmm. know how to use these platforms, because that's going to change your business trajectory. You can't just be just a Barnes and Noble, right?
You could be Barnes and Noble online, where your book will be, or Amazon, where your book will be. See, that's just more ways that people are going to find you. But because you're a service-based business owner, you have to have that heavier presence online to drive people to your business. And especially in this day and age, when you can just go into social media and type in the search bar, Botox, I'm just going to use Botox as an example again, or even Google, like Botox, you know, and the people who pay ads are the ones who are going to come up first. Yeah. But guess what? The people who are more searchable are going to be right up under those ads.
And to add to that, I think you're also going to give people the opportunity to become somewhat influencers. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a rise in, like, nurse influencers, you know, phlebotomy influencers, and it's already happening, but people are going to literally try to get contracts with you to put your face on their vitamin or their supplement of some sort of, like, weight loss. I've already been reached out by a few people, and a few of my friends have too. So, and these are European companies that are reaching out to find US-based healthcare professionals to help them with products, like mm-hmm. selling ads with their products. So when you're talking about putting your face out there, I'm sure you've gotten it too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Great. So can we talk a little bit about what the time commitment would be for this? Because I know you said that it could be self-paced. Is there like, does the information expire? Would it ever expire? Would we ever see new updates, I guess, from the program that you're creating? Or is this something that you feel like it might be able to test? Like, what is it that people want to hear and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. So anybody who joins the program, you get a year of active coaching. So a year of me, you know, walking you through step by step. But after that, the information that you learn is yours. You know, the resources that I give, they're yours, you know, to use and to make sure that you implement. As far as the self-paced option, you know, you have a year of whatever's online to make sure that you take all the notes and implement what you need, because that's really what we want people to do. It doesn't matter how much information I share with you if you don't implement any of it, right? So the implementation is key. So we want you to take the information you've learned and implement it. And that's, again, that's why we're going to help you develop your own program, because if you take the information that I'm telling you and then you implement it in a structured manner, that's, you're learning even more because you're just making sure that it sticks into your head. And you're going to have to do some research on your own as well, because I can't just say like, oh, we're going to help you be an expert in the industry, but then I just give you all the information about a particular subject. It's going to be some work on your end as well. So the program itself, like I said, is a year, a couple of hours a month. As far as the Zoom meetings and that commitment, there are a few times where we will meet in person. So we are having our first weekend seminar, which is going to be in Atlanta, January 26th through the 29th. So that's one of the times for this first go round that you'll have to come into Atlanta. And then there'll be one other weekend that you'd have to come down, like around June or something like that. So it's not like you have to come back and forth all the time. And so, yeah, there is some time commitment that's going to go with it. But the other thing that we do is we make sure that set your business up in a way where your family will benefit from it long after you're gone. So a lot of people who have heard me speak, they know that my business is set up under a trust. And that's the other thing that I'm going to be encouraging people to do. And we're going to explain why that's important. For me, if something were to happen to me right now, my son, who's not a clinician, but is over the age of 18, will still be receiving money from the work that I've been doing over the past couple of years. It's just, it's automated and it's under a trust. The business is actually owned under a trust, not under me, Jamie Bryant. So that's how you create generational wealth. We talk about passing things down, but doing it in a manner that makes the most sense for your family. And I had to do it that way because, like I said, my son is not a clinician. So I had to make a lot of things automated, and I had to set up a level of protection so that nobody can just come in and take that from him.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's amazing that you're helping people think about the future of the work that they're doing, that, you know, your work lives on kind of thing. And I think also, you know, you guys, and I've seen you guys are very close. So, I mean, that's also great that he gets to see you work, you know, he gets to see what you do. So, I mean, you're also giving him a wealth of knowledge in certain things. It's like, you know, that's inspiring.
Thank you. That's my baby.
All right. And so is there anything that the community can do for you? A lot of our listeners are trying to start businesses. Some of them have, and they're just looking for support. So shout out to the person who I spoke with a few weeks back who puts basically our videos on loop just so that she can hear all this, basically all this knowledge that we have, and we're spitting out all these tips here, and she can hopefully gain some new insight in her own business.
Yeah. Definitely just check me out on social media. I'm getting better with social media, y'all. That's not really my thing, but I'm doing better. So if you go to Instagram, that's probably the best way to find me, at the Jamie Bryant. So it's THEJAMIBRYANT. You can find out a bunch of information about me there. Definitely follow me. And, you know, if you have any questions and you want to set up a free consultation, you can check out my website. I do have free consultations as well as strategy sessions. Like if you don't know if you're really ready for, you know, that 1 year commitment and really, you know, the book and everything, and you just have a couple of questions with your med spa and you're just trying to figure it out, definitely you could set up a strategy call with me. But I'm definitely here for you guys. I'm almost 5 years. So I've almost hit my 5 year mark, and I'm really proud of hitting that mark because, you know, a lot of businesses don't make it that long. And, Hydrate for Life was my second business. So I wasn't sure, but when I started, I knew that I had a plan, and I have, definitely made some mistakes and challenges along the way, but don't give up. You know, keep going. If it really is your dream, keep pushing forward, and you can definitely attain anything that you truly put your mind to. So I'm here for you guys. If, like I say, you want to follow me, you can find me on social media at Jamie Bryant. It's real easy. J-A-M-I, no E. Or you can go to my website at jamiebryant.com.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jamie. I mean, you know, this is, I mean, I've worked with Jamie, I should say, very loosely, but she's always a wealth of information. She knows a lot. So if you guys ever have the time to reach out and just, you know, have questions, like, definitely someone that needs to be, I think, on a bigger platform. So I better see you on a Netflix TV show or something, because, you know, it's amazing. There's not a lot of people that would help, and Jamie's always ready to help someone, and especially people who are trying to move up in life. So thank you so much. I know I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on. I'm you know, I'm very appreciative of you, and I know we've been kind of working together back and forth over the past year. Been about a year.
It's been a while. I'm so excited. So much more things to come.
More to come.
So many more surprises.
Yeah.
So I will go ahead and let you go. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you.